Thank you so much for joining us, Abbas.
Well, for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, when exactly do you think woke was kind of popularized for the current media sphere?
I believe with the Nike's campaign, that was perhaps the major highlight of woke marketing as a concept, trying to fight social injustice. But there has been some perhaps other campaigns in the past, but the greatest example would be Nike.
Yeah, absolutely.
In 2018. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because the term woke and like the idea of wokeness kind of originally came from black activism. So how did woke kind of become a marketing communication tool?
So this, social injustice, mostly done by black Americans, that has been happening past few decades. That's not a new kind of concept out of the marketing context. From 1940s, black Americans have been really fighting for racism and social injustice. But perhaps recently, mainly with the Black Lives Matter kind of movement, so this woke concept resurfaced again. Some of the black American celebrities and athletes, they started kind of symbolically fighting against racism. So we all know about Colin Kaepernick, but other examples would be LeBron James wearing a t-shirt that read, "I can't breathe," which was the last sentence that one of those black Americans said before being arrested and later on being killed.
Eric Garner, of course.
Yeah, yes.
Now, why do you think wokeness, I guess, has become such a, I guess, successful marketing model for businesses to follow nowadays?
Mm-hmm. I guess whether it has been successful or not, perhaps that is a question that we need to wait a bit to see over the long term, whether there is, beyond engagement, online engagement, there are other kind of financial returns or not. But mostly brands are looking for ways to get the attention, right? They're desperate and they are addicted to engagement, and especially online engagement. So the best way to be noticed and get the attention is to do something controversial. And how to get controversial in 2020? Get woke. And perhaps that's the compromise. So for a brand like Gillette, actually they ran a campaign before this super controversial campaign that they ran in early 2019. So they had another campaign at the same time as Nike's Dream Crazy campaign, but that campaign did not get any attention. So quite a similar campaign featuring a linebacker, an American football player born with one hand, Shaquem Griffin. So the story of Gillette was how kind of to empower those players, but didn't get any media attention. The lacking element of that campaign compared to Nike's Dream Crazy featuring Colin Kaepernick was actually the wokeness, the social currency in that campaign. So they said, let's go crazy. This is Gillette. Let's go crazy and do something controversial, bringing a social injustice element. And they went with the Me Too campaign, with the Me Too movement as the key focus of the campaign.
Of course. Now, how do you think the use of social justice in marketing might, I guess, water down the realness, yes, realism of the reality, I guess, of social justice in general?
I think that's a very interesting and important question. What is the unintended consequence of marketing getting involved in wokeness? I think to some extent it has diluted the pureness of social injustice fight, because people have started questioning the motivations of these organizations going woke, right? And woke shaming, I think this woke shaming is the key negative consequence of brands. So in one hand, they obviously trigger public debate about these major social issues, but on the other hand, because not all of them seemed authentic, so the concept of woke shaming started to happen. But if it was only like 1950s or 60s black people fighting social injustice, no one ever questioned their motivations. But obviously when marketing is involved, people question the motivation, why you are doing it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Abbas. It's been great having you on the show.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure.